Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you hadn't heard, Google's philanthropic arm recently awarded a $1 million grant to our next guest's organization to provide AI training to local nonprofits. Georgia Meartin is president and CEO of the Central Carolina Community Foundation. And a disclaimer, Central Carolina Community Foundation has a relationship with Voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Georgia, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, first of all, give us a brief overview of your organization.
Central Carolina Community Foundation is a foundation that supports people and organizations in giving charitably across the Midlands and, in a few cases, even statewide. We are a grant maker, actually the third largest grant maker in the state of South Carolina. And we are also a support to, like I said, those local philanthropists. And from time to time, there are national organizations that look to deploy capital for charitable impact purposes right here in the Midlands, and we're their support as well.
All right, now tell us about this grant from Google.org.
Well, that's an example of one of those national organizations that wanted to make an impact in supporting nonprofits and developing their capacity to really lean in and use artificial intelligence, not only for operational efficiencies, but also for programmatic impact. And so they put out an opportunity nationally, and I'm really proud to say that Central Carolina Community Foundation was selected as one of five community foundations. And Mike, wait just a minute, I'll tell you the other four, you'll be impressed. But we were one of five nationally to receive a $1 million grant from Google.org to build the capacity of local community-based nonprofits here in the Midlands and statewide to really embrace AI in their work. I did mention that there are some other communities. The other communities are really large cities, so New York City, Austin, Atlanta, and San Francisco. And we raised our hand, frankly, and said to Google.org, we want to make sure that we are reaching into our rural communities as well as those metropolitan centers. And so allow us to do this statewide. And they said, absolutely.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So tell us more about how the AI Opportunity Fund is going to be deployed.
So imagine you're running a human service organization, a legal service organization like SC Legal Services, a homeless shelter like Transitions, or you're working to build up the health and mental health and well-being of people across the state. And you're strapped for cash, you are stretched thin, right? We're seeing layoffs across our human service field as federal grants are drying up. And so what do? As a leader? You know that the need is great. You want to lean into all available resources. And here's AI as this incredible technological innovation that we know can help people get time back, can make their time more efficiently used, right? And so the idea of this initiative is that we're not only giving $50,000 grants to each of 20 organizations, human services, health, community, and economic development focus, but we're also involving them in a year-long learning community where they're learning from a national expert on how to deploy AI, specifically in the nonprofit space. That group is called Project Evident. We have 5-day-long trainings with them, and then we're learning together, right? We're sharing best practices. It's been really neat to hear from the nonprofits who are already beginning to implement this in their work.
Since some of this is already being put into motion, can you give us a quick real-world example?
We're seeing our nonprofits using this in the training and onboarding of new staff, in the support that they provide to their boards, board packets. And we've even seen some nonprofits who've said that as they're working with other technology vendors, they're using AI to bring themselves and their staff up to speed so they can procure in a more informed way.
Well, Georgia, congratulations again on this grant. And thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Georgia Meartin is president and CEO of the Central Carolina Community Foundation in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Central Carolina Community Foundation has a relationship with VoterHeads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.